This is Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us tonight as we have results and interviews from Chemung, Afton, Thunder Mountain, and Chengdu. Race Week is next.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. NAPA of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, NAPA has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at NAPA of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Get ready for the 2026 racing season at Afton Motorsports Park. Feel the rumble of the modifieds, crate sportsmen, limited sportsmen, 600cc modifieds, factory stocks, and four-wheel drive four-cylinders as they roar past the historic Afton grandstands. Fun for the entire family every Saturday night. Gates open at 4, hot laps at 5:45, racing at 6:30. Just take I-88 to exit 7 at Afton. Dirt track racing every Saturday night at Afton Motorsports Park. See their Facebook page for details or call 624-3772.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and Pencan Speedway unfortunately rained out on Friday night. Steve Post, however, is at the Tricky Triangle. He was there all weekend, showed up pit side right around 3 o'clock, taking a walk around the track. Unfortunately, he ended up going as the rain started and heading back to his childhood home where he stood on the front porch. Let's listen to one of Steve's stories here, and this is kind of emotional toward the end.
Hey, Steve Post, Postman 68, always encouraging you to go to a racetrack. And my game plan for tonight, it's a Friday night, is my home racetrack, Pencan Speedway in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. So I grew up, my passion for racing was cultivated at Pencan and 5 Mile Point Speedways. 5 Mile Point's no longer with us. I drove by today, just to make sure it's no longer with us. Pencan Speedway, still going along, still rocking and rolling. And I can't wait to get there tonight. So, and I think it's kind of appropriate. I'm shooting this on the front porch of the house where I grew up. And I think it's rather appropriate that I shoot here on the front porch because this is where my race days would start, okay? Now I'm gonna spin this camera around and you can't see nearly as much as you used to be able to see. But I wanna share what my Friday and Saturday afternoons were like. Okay, so you can't see it. It's right beyond that building, and that building wasn't there, okay? There was some openings. There was a railroad track there, and you could see Highway 11, and then if you look real closely up in there, Highway 81. Now, the trees have all grown up now, but back then, you could see the highways very, very well. So I would sit here on this front porch, binoculars in hand, keep an eye on that little opening over there under the railroad tracks and watch cars headed from Scranton, which is to the right north, to 5 Mile Point or Pencan Speedways. And that's how I would start my race day. And it would give me an idea who's going to be at the racetrack. So I think it's appropriate that I start here because actually this was all part of my race day experience. Okay, now there's another part of my race day experience. When cars would go the other way, from north to south on a rainy day, my experience on this porch would be to cry my eyes out because we were rained out. I'm standing here today and it's raining. It's early mid-afternoon, so we haven't lost the track, as they say, but I literally could be standing on this porch crying later on today.
Well, Afton Motorsports Park was the place to be on Saturday night. I'm the lead announcer there for this season, and it was 85 cars that were signed in for a full night of exciting racing at Afton. Great Sportsman battled it out for two 15-lap races, kicking off the events, followed by drama-filled features with lots of bigs, shakers, and movers. We had one car fire in the factory stock division and two car rollovers as well. Congratulations to the feature winners, Jared Labaugh, Mike Nagel Jr., Brenton Payne, Colin Mills, Dominic Roselli Jr., Chuck Lowe, and Kyle Spohr. We're here with your first Crate Sportsman feature, and the winner, Jared Labaugh, $550. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I just got to thank everybody that makes this happen between Affordable Home Improvements, Comfort Experts, the actual, most of the Affordable family, they're all camping. So just a shout out to them. I know they're watching. So thank all you guys and my mom and my brothers as well. Between Affordable, Comfort Experts, Huff Cut Concrete, Hollywood Towing, I got to thank Ted's Body Shop. They stepped up and they gave me a rear end after a parts failure a few weeks ago. I just got to give a huge shout out to my crews, Eric. Brad came and helped today. Jesse couldn't make it today, but thanks to them. Thanks to Kyle. He's up camping as well. Just everybody that makes it happen. My girlfriend. Linda, Ashley too, helping, and everybody, Jesse, Alexa, Laney, Motor Mikey to the Max Landscape, and good to be in Victory Lane.
It's good to have you in Victory Lane again. Track behaved well, and you got out in front and pretty much stayed there for the race.
Yeah, I was a little unhappy the previous weeks with how some things were going with the conditions, but they definitely made it in the right direction. It was pretty racy, and luckily we're here in Victory Lane.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Jared Labaugh.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, your feature number one winner for the Twin 15s here at Afton, Jared Labaugh, from the Gotta Go Morabito Victory Lane. Mike making his way out of the car. Here he goes. This is my third time in Victory Lane with this guy this year so far. He's waving the flag, he can hear you. Mike Nagel Jr. here, and he's the winner of the Twin Features. He's featured number two for the Sportsman Modified. You know, this is becoming a habit, and probably a good one for you. Third interview this year for you, with me at least, in Victory Lane. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, this is definitely a good thing to keep repeating. Just very thankful for where we're at right now.
You got up in the front. You had to work for it. You were able to hold everybody off on any restarts or anything else that went on. Eventually, you got up there. You stayed there, held everybody off, and took the win.
Yeah, you know, the track was a complete 180 from what it's been all year. Hats off to Ronnie. We had a really good top. Could run all over the place, and it was really easy to make passes. You didn't have to dive bomb the bottom like always, and it was really good.
Excellent, for sure. And once again, would you like to name your sponsors?
Yeah, I got to thank Alan Coy from Snake Creek Marine. He's a huge supporter of us. Gustin Banicki Stone, Eric Hines Trucking, Benson's Automotive. They bought us a right rear tire this week. Obviously, it paid off. B&E Scoops. I got to thank my wife and my boys and my girls and, you know, everybody that helps out. Big guy upstairs. I think he keeps me going. So
he's a good one to thank, for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the second 15-lap Sportsman feature, Mike Nagel Jr. Give him a big round of applause from the Gotta Go Morabito Victory Lane here at Afton, $550. Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner, Brenton Payne, congratulations.
Thank you. I want to thank Ron Ford and the crew for an amazing track and always doing good. It was a This week took a lot of hours on the scales and trying to get the car right, but paid off.
You got it. A lot of competition up in the front right there. And by the time you got up there, you basically got around quite a few people. Once you had a shot, you took it.
Yeah, I just tried to stay as low as I could, and it worked out pretty good in my opinion.
Well, you're in it to win it, so you're here. That says it all right there. Want to name your sponsors?
Yes, I would like to thank Snake Creek Marine, Net Motorsports, Payne's Trucking and Dry and Storage, and I'd like to thank my family. Without them, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Mini Modifieds, Brenton Payne. Let's give him a big round of applause from the Gotta Go Marabito Victory Lane. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he can hear you. Your four-cylinder feature winner tonight, Colin Mills. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Hard-fought battle. You got out into the front eventually, and you pretty much stayed there. A lot of cautions, but overall, you did really well with consistency.
Oh, yeah. It was running good, and under caution, it started skipping. And a couple laps into the caution, it cleared up a little bit, and I was able to maintain the lead. I got bumped a few times, but Revan's racing.
That's right. Competitive field. The track seemed to be good. You had multi-groove racing out there, and thus not bad for the sunshine and the high temperatures.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, man. Beautiful facility. A good day.
Absolutely. Would you like to name your sponsors?
Yeah, Mills Logging, JSM Auto, Dusty Decker Trucking, all my friends and family.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner, Colin Mills for the Four Cylinders. Let's give a big round of applause. Congratulations. Here I am again, and here you are again.
Here we are. Yeah, glad to have you back. Glad you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I appreciate the concern. So this feature, it's incredible as far as some of the things that happened. You ended up over the wall on the backstretch there. Didn't know if you landed upside down or right side up.
No, sadly, I just kind of clipped Justin with the right side of the car. He's the one who got going there. I'm not sure what happened. I couldn't really see, but I was just glad it was only a little bit. The front axle's back. The shock tower's bent. The radius rods are bent. And we're obviously missing the sail panel. But, yeah, I'm glad that's just all I came out of it with.
You went out of the wall there. You got kind of pinched, and you kind of launched off from the tire. And that was what set you off the wall with Holland right there. But overall, at least you're okay. That's a good thing. And overall, once again, you came back out. You came from the rear. You came to the front. And then, with all this damage, you got around Creedon.
Yeah, I really was just kind of just pacing around there in the beginning just because I didn't know how bad it was going to be. The thing was a handful getting into the corner. And, you know, just as the laps clicked off, I kind of found the top. I got the brakes adjusted enough to where I could get the thing to set, get into the corner around the top, and I just started making time. And the thing was so good around the bottom, I really didn't want to move away from it, but I was just making a whole lot of time there. And like I always say, I mean, getting to Danny with a race car that's together correctly and getting by him is another thing. So I cannot believe that I was able to come back and win that. It was just... is kind of up there with my wins, honestly.
Incredible. Want to name your sponsors?
Oh, 100%. I got to thank my dad, Butch and Mary Jo Van Sickle, Justin Holland with Mobile Metals, Justin and Amy do a lot for me, Hollywood Towing, 5L Enterprises, East Coast Speed, Accurate Collision, Dig Race Products, Brandon Plank and Mike Walton from Fastline. They are such a big help to me. They really get me pointed in the right direction and answer everything that I got coming their way. Bicknell Racing Products, TV12 Racing Products, 66 Landscaping. It's just, like I say every time, there's just a really good group of people around me that let me live out my dreams that I got here.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner from the Gotta Go Marabito Victory Lane for the Modifieds, Dominic Roselli. Let's give him a big round of applause. Congratulations here tonight from Afton Motorsports Park. He's out of the car. He can hear you. Give him a big round of applause. Once again, your winner for the Limited Sportsman, Chuck Lowe. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Appreciate you going and coming down here and talking with me. And you got up front. You had a lot of cautions, but you hung on.
Yeah, we did. We held our line. We had a good run tonight. Track was great.
You like the track? Multi-groove racing. Once again, the field doing very well. And a lot of the drivers younger or just starting out, so getting some experience. How many years have you been driving?
Yeah, we just started last year. This is our second year. And it's been a long time waiting to win at this track. You know, we started mid-season here last year, and we're back again.
That's good news, and hopefully you can continue right here with Victory Lane. Want to name your sponsors?
Well, I want to do a special thanks to my wife, Jamie, and Speed 71 Design, Fastline Performance, Low Sales and Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Limited Sportsman, Chuck Lowe. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Your factory stock feature winner, Kyle Spohr, as he makes his way around the race car right now. He's got the flag, he's got the $400 check. And you've got the victory right here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A great race up there. It was kind of anybody's. And what a surprise there when our leader dropped out.
Yeah, last week we broke lead and we ended up second. Sucks for Justin, but it's better to be lucky than good sometimes.
Good clean race up in the front. Everybody raced hard, and everybody seemed to go well. A lot of restarts with cautions.
Yeah, the restarts kind of hurt us. I mean, we're still trying to figure that out, especially on a slick track like this. But we're working hard, and we're putting together a pretty good year right now.
Would you like to name your sponsors?
I'd like to thank NEP Telephone, King Hill Gun Company, DH Stone, Wide of Stone, Stoneheads R Us, Big Zeus Barbecue. I mean, I'm missing a couple, but I haven't been here enough to get it all down. My dad and my uncle Steve for everything they do. All my guys that come to the track and help every week. It's not easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Factory Stocks, Kyle Sport. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Loughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
A week ago in Endicott, Agway has you covered for all your spring needs. Whether it's plants and shrubs, lawn and garden, power equipment, or repairs, put their expert knowledge to work for you. A week ago in Endicott, Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in Owego or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they're ready to serve you. Owego and Endicott Agway.
Make it Agway.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna do. But flossing before the dentist so they don't suspect flossing is a never do, that's a gotta do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your local Coyote dealer is Joe Sines Power Equipment, located at 3951 Waverly Road in Owego. The phone number is 607-689-0330.
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
NASCAR on your hometown station, WEBO Owego.
This is Race Week on WEBO as we head south now toward the Tricky Triangle and some awesome racing that occurred on Sunday afternoon. The start time was moved up to 1 o'clock, and congratulations going out to Denny Hamlin, now an 8-time Pocono winner. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
Here we are in Pocono Raceway for the 8th.
It's really 9.
Times, it's been amazing that we won 20 years ago, and we're still winning today here at this racetrack. I want to say what's up to all those people right there. Amazing crowd this weekend, packed infield, packed stands. This is why we come out here and do this. So thank everyone for showing up, and we'll see y'all next year.
You're listening to Race Week with Matt Lewis on WEBO.
The drag is back. Shangri-La 2 Speedway is the place to be every Saturday night, featuring four classes of racing on the half-mile concrete oval with the Insinger Performance Modified, JZ 4-cylinders, Super Stocks, and the Marion Decker Hobby Stocks, all in a family-friendly atmosphere. Games open at 5, practice starts at 6, and racing starts at 7 p.m. sharp. Take 17C to 114 Skyline Drive in Tioga Center. $15 general admission, $5 children 6 to 12, under 5 are free. Saturday night, it's racing at Shangri-La 2 Speedway.
Penkan Speedway has the very best in dirt track racing every Friday night. Featuring the Sunoco Racing Fuels Insinger Performance Modifieds, 602 Crate Sportsman, Junior Division, 600cc Modifieds, Factory Stocks, Wingless Sprints, 4 Cylinders and Street Stocks, it's non-stop excitement for the entire family. Friday nights were made for Penkan Speedway, located on Route 171 in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. Check them out on Facebook for more information, Penkan Speedway.
Hit it!
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. We're heading north now to Thunder Mountain Speedway in Center Lisle. And the weather gods finally on the same page as they were able to get racing in Saturday night. Only the fourth time they've been able to go and race so far this season. Kind of a scary moment as Matt Brewer's crew unfortunately ended up in harm's way due to either an unconfirmed medical emergency or a stuck throttle on one of the cars pulling off the racetrack into pit row. Car got somewhat out of control either way, ended up plowing into Matt Brewer's crew, with five crew members being affected as a result of that. We'll get you more information on it as soon as it becomes available to us. Apparently no serious injuries incurred as a result of that. Other than that, Sean Walker, the winner in the Dirt Track Digest TV Modified feature for the first time this season. Jimmy Zacharias topping the Dirt Car 358 Modifieds. Will Eastman invading to win the Dirt Car Sportsman. Mike Moore's capturing the Factory Stocks. Charles Lohmeyer finding victory lane in the 600cc Modifieds. And Kyle Pierce dominating the 600 Sprints to take the checkered flag.
Factory Stock winner Mike Morris climbs out.
Mike, it has been a work in progress for you to get here to Victory Lane. You showed up with this car. It's gotten faster and faster week by week.
Yeah, I got to thank the car owner, Donnie Russell, for that. He does all the work on it. I just drive it.
All right, so you made the move to the outside, and then you protected the bottom.
Yeah, you got to be at the bottom here. I got the bite on the outside there and was able to clear him.
They're telling you to use your outside voice. I'm sure you got a few people you want to thank.
Zimmer and Songlong, Firewood, Phillips Trucking, Moore Trucking, DJ&R Fabrication, Dex, Thayer Roofing and Construction, K. Bryan Construction.
You have done something that very few people have been able to do, and that is beat Jerry Lobdell Jr., man. Job well done tonight.
Perfect.
Mike Morris, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the Factory Stocks. Climbing out of the car, winner, the modified feature, it's Sean Walker. Well, Sean, you had to battle a lot of different things in that race. You had to battle Brandon Walters, you had to battle the racetrack, you had to battle lap traffic, but to the victor go the spoils.
Yeah, it was a good race. It was fun racing with Brandon there. He's definitely got that 358 hooked up pretty good around the bottom, but we've been struggling a little bit and making small changes every week, and we're getting there. The car's pretty good. Could be a little better, but it's pretty good.
You had to pick and choose your lines. Certain parts of the races, you were in different places.
Yeah, it was from the get-go, car was a little tight. And once I figured that out, the high side seemed to have pretty good bite. And somewhere, I don't know, probably around lap 15 or so, I could feel the car getting pretty free. And then Brandon showed his nose there a few times, so I decided that maybe I better try the bottom. And it was better once I went down to the bottom, but just feels good to be back at Thunder Mountain Victory Lane. It's been a while.
Then came the move where the caution came out. Did you feel the little tap on the left rear going into the corner?
When was that? What are you talking about?
The three-wide move for the lead there when you got tapped just a tiny bit.
Oh, yeah, I did feel a tap there, and then the caution come out, and Matt had spun around there. I don't know if that was him or what happened there, but yeah.
Matt tried to make a big move, and it just closed up on him. It was a good, hard racing the whole night. You got anybody you want to thank?
Yeah, I got to thank Mike Costello. He's a car owner, and he's been building, winning cars for a long time, so I'm glad to get him back in Victory Lane here again this year. I got to thank RB Construction and the Canshack Redemption Center and all my crew guys that helped me out and family and everybody that helps out.
The five, Charlie Lohmeyer. Well, Charlie, started on the pole, but that sometimes
is not an easy thing, and this proved to be the case tonight.
Yeah, it was. I got really lucky. I missed the redraw. My friend Justin Ledoux drew the pole for me, so which really made it good. It was a hard. Once we got into lap traffic, that's when I had to move around, and there wasn't a lot of traction through the middle and stuff. So it made a good battle at the end.
So I guess you owe Justin a beer.
Oh, I owe him a few. Yep.
Well, I know it's been a while. You haven't got to celebrate in Victory Lane in a while.
All right. I got to thank Accuracy Automotive, Sam the Beer Man. I got Shiner Race Engines and Shiner and Son Plumbing.
Sam the Beer Man. He's going to be a busy guy tonight. Congratulations, Charlie Lohmeyer, winner of the 600cc mods. Climbing out of the car, 358 modified feature winner, Jimmy Zacharias. Always looking for the extra win. No, Jimmy, this car was good tonight. Slick track.
Yeah, the mod race, the top got way too far out there, and I bit myself in the ass a couple weeks ago running the bottom with that lead, and Jordan found the top quicker than I did and got me and ended up good second to him. So tonight I was kind of leery. I went to the top at the beginning, and I lost the lead to the 26 and knew I had to get back to the bottom and just hunker down.
And once you did, it was lights out.
Yeah, I knew Matt and I knew Jordan and them would be coming. I think Josh finished third. He had a good run. But we just, you know, hit the mark on the bottom and just pull away and try to hold on. Yeah, I got to thank my new sponsor this year, Stefurski Paving, Dave, Joe, and all them. They're a huge help to me this year. Signworks Fleet Graphics Service, 71 Speed and Design, Dig Race Products, FKX Labs, Dirt Track Digest TV. They came on board this year. Bicknell Racing Products, Behrens, Kevlar. Kevin Kevlar for the motor. It's a hell of a piece. Bayou Headers, Strange Oval, Grizzly Wheels. Just everybody that thanks. I don't even maintain this car anymore. Tom Eichler, after his wreck the first week, he took over. He takes this home with him and takes care of it. So I just show up and drive this one. And I got to thank him, his wife, and Kyle for help. The kids, Ashley, Liam, Dom. Just everybody that helps my parents. And this one's for Grandpa. We lost him a month ago. In 2 days, and it's been rough without him, so this one's for him.
It takes an army to get to Victory Lane, and you marched right there tonight. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jimmy Zacharias, winner of the 358 Modified Feature Event. Wheeling it into Victory Lane right now, the 600cc Sprint Feature winner, Kyle Pierce. Good thing he knows how to freaking drive. Kyle, I tell you what, you guys haven't had too many laps around the track this season, but you are definitely figuring it out quick.
Yeah, before I say anything, this one is definitely for Steve. We lost him here over the winter, and I know he's looking down and smiling and as happy as can be. So we knew the first one without him was going to be pretty emotional, so this is to Steve, Carol, and his family. Also, it's been a real rough couple of years, and Casey hasn't given up and provided a really fast car, just a lot of bad luck, and then finally getting back here this year and running a little bit, and we definitely have some speed and something to build off of.
I said this earlier in one of the races that the winner was able to do something that not many people do, and you did the same thing here in the sprints, and that was beat the Zac Attack.
Yeah, he has been quite dominant here. He's super fast, and you got to take advantage when he's starting deeper than you, and hope that you can run 20 good laps. Yep. I got to thank Casey and his family for giving me a car to come out and play with. I got 139 Auto, Photo Graphics, Custom Artwork and Design, Riley's Place, Trackside Products, 600cc Performance, HRE Engines, Hodgkin Clicks, and then this is our first win with the Mint chassis, so we got that going, and we got a good place to start, and we'll just keep on trying to build from here.
Well, you finally found Victory Lane. Let's not lose the direction.
Yeah, let's hope not. Thank you.
Kyle Pierce, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the 600cc Sprint Feature Event. It's Will Eastman climbing out for the Dirt Car Sportsman. A win? Well, right from jump tonight, this car was fast.
Yeah, we decided to run U Carome this year, and with the weekend off, we decided to come back here. We've run here so many times, and just glad to be back.
You were able to find the directions in the glove compartment on how to get to the front.
Yeah, I was a little worried because once I started the race there, the bottom was definitely the way to go. I tried to run the middle, and it just wasn't enough off the corner here, so I knew I had to get him on that restart.
and starting on the outside for the restart. Then when you got the lead, you were like, I'm moving to the bottom. Let's see if they can make that move.
Absolutely. I knew if I didn't make a mistake, and unless somebody moved me out of the way, it wasn't going to happen. So,
well, back to victory lane. It's nice to have you back. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Willie Smith, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the Dirt Car Sportsman Feature event.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Loughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station. Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Appalachian.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into our garage located on State Route 434 in Appalachian. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham try to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending our garage to their friends. Our garage on State Route 434 in Appalachian. Call them at 607-258-0008.
This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.